We're live, ladies and gentlemen, from MegaCon Tampa Bay Geek Culture Congress. Speedy Jr. here, and I'm with somebody who's not a stranger to Geek Culture Congress. It's one of our very first writers that we interviewed, Marco Lopez. How you doing, Marco? How you doing?
And
he's here with the very talented Ivan Plaza, and we're talking about all of their new projects. They have the Lucha Brothers. They got the new Rey Mysterio comic book, and welcome, guys, to Geek Culture Congress.
Thanks, man.
How you guys enjoying the con so far?
It's been pretty awesome so far.
Yeah,
it's been great. This is my first time coming as a pro.
Yeah.
So this has been a lot of fun.
Nice.
We've been here, you know, hanging out with friends, and then you know, meeting people. You know, we've been doing pretty good, and it's just been one of those things that when you're on this side of the aisle, instead of being on the other side, it's kind of like a weird. I never thought I'd get here.
it's been pretty amazing because you don't really think that people from your town are gonna know who you are,
right?
Because you know we brought the Cheeto stuff to San Diego. We went to Vegas and like people were already expecting like all the wrestling crowd and whatnot,
right?
But then you know I never like really set up or done anything here in Tampa, but
right?
Then people like specifically finding us to, you know, get the books. It's been like really awesome.
Cool, very cool. So I kind of mad at Marco because he has new projects and he didn't email me, right? We get him in the studio and talk in front of nice microphones. I'm on my cell phone here, but talk to me about the Luchaverse. Okay so
basically the Luchaverse is this, you know, shared universe that we're working with all these real life wrestlers like Rey Mysterio.
That's one of my favorite wrestlers,
Pentagon Jr. and Rey Fénix, you know, as the Lucha Brothers. We're also working with, you know, classic Mexican wrestlers like Tinieblas Jr., Sol and Super Astro, and Conan. And what we're trying to do is, like, bring all that, you know, nostalgia from, like, the Lucha Libre comic books from the 60s and that kind of stuff, and just bring it into, like, a modern, you know, setting.
Nice.
So it's not necessarily wrestling comics or comics about wrestling, but more like putting Rey Mysterio in an action adventure, you know, comic book.
Okay.
Or the Lucha Brothers, you know, fighting, you know, demons and that kind of stuff. So right now we're just publishing some one-shots.
Like Fast and the Furious on steroids.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, cool.
And I think people are digging it because, you know, it's real life wrestlers are not, you know, made up, you know, characters, which eventually we want to bring in, you know, original ideas to mix in with the real life wrestlers.
Right.
But we're doing some one-shots, so we're laying the groundwork for what we want to do for the miniseries, you know, in the future.
Right.
So between Marco and I, we started writing all these one-shots, creating the universe, and then seeing, you know, how people, you know, start digging them.
Great. So I think you got the Lucha Brothers.
Yep.
Okay, so tell me about the Lucha Brothers premise. That's Rey Mysterio, and the other wrestler is...
It's Rey Fénix and Pentagon Jr.
Oh, okay, Pentagon Jr.
Which
okay,
they're
cool.
Like, you know, actual real brothers in, you know,
right,
in
real
life.
Yes.
So with I'm gonna let Marco kind of like dig in on
right,
Lucha Brothers. So let him talk.
Go ahead, yeah, let him talk.
It's Lucha Brothers. I call my ode to old Shaw Brothers films, old Golden Harvest Kung Fu films. My ode to, like, you know, Final Fight, Streets of Rage video games and all that.
Okay.
Just things that I loved growing up and things I still love to this day.
Right.
Stuff that you would see, like, you know, on El Rey when, you know, Robert Rodriguez does the old type of films.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to give it that flavor. And me and Ivan, with all these books, we work on the story together. I go do the script. He's the editor. You know, and we just create these books that it's just this great amalgamations. And Lucha Brothers is about, you know, we mix the real with the unreal, so we include a little bit of the real life, and then we mix it with, you know, fictional stuff. And it's about them, it's about Pentagon Jr. wanting to search for this power. He believes in this history through his research that exists, that has, you know, that is a hidden history of how the world actually came to be and this power, you know, and he wants this power to become, you know, just the best fighter, the best, you know, that's that classic video game, you know, Street Fighter type thing where Ryu and, you know, becoming the best fighter in the world and all that, strongest, most powerful, and all that. And his brother, you know, who loves him, goes along with it. And it's basically, you know, when they, you know, go into this corporation and they go into this whole battle, it's about them finding the power and, you know, this whole, the reality of what it turns out to really be, you know, this almost like curse and then the history behind all of that. And then, you know, I don't want to reveal too much.
Yeah, don't reveal too much because we want them to go buy
it. But again, it's that whole, if you love the old 70s Kung Fu films,
yeah,
if you love Street Fighter, Final Fight, you know, Streets of Rage, it's all that. It's just, it's a mix.
Cool, okay, so that's the Lucha Brothers. Tell me a little bit more about the Rey Mysterio book.
Rey Mysterio is our... It's basically, it's like he said, it's an action-adventure story. Mm-hmm. It's Rey searching for the mask of the first Rey Mysterio.
Oh, very cool.
And it's,
I kind of like that, right? That's the
he's a legacy
the mythology
character.
of the Rey Mysterio wrestler, period.
We created, basically, he's a legacy character. Yeah. So he's in the next in the line
right. Of
these Rey Mysterios that for thousands of years have been training this great evil that's supposed to return.
Yeah.
And he's the latest, and, you know, so he's searching for the mask of the first. So
it's his turn to pretty much save the world. And he needs to find the very first, you know, Mysterio mask that was used. You know, the very first Mysterio that ever existed. He's in a quest to find that mask.
Wow, I really like that. I like that.
So it's got it's inspired by like Predator. You know, that great team in there with Arnold Schwarzenegger and all those other characters. Has that great team feel. Inspired by, you know, Doc Savage, things like that. Like, I'm a big fan of like pulp storytelling, pulp comics, old pulp books. So that's what fuels me in, you know, telling my stories. And I love, you know, just classic action adventures, you know, stories. You know, I like to use the KISS method, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's just a really fun book. A lot of people have been, you know, loving this stuff. We've gotten great praise from creators in the business like Brian Edward Hall, Brandon Edward Hill, Eric Esquivel, Justin Jordan, and other creators. That have, you know, we've sent them the books and they've loved them, and they're just, you know, they've turned out great, and then people are really digging them.
Very cool. So if people want to get into these books, what's the best way they can get them right now?
Right now you can visit CHIDOcomics.com, or we also have CHIDO and then comics.com, and then also we have theluchaverse.com, which is a dedicated website, so they can find everything related to the books.
I like it. And this is all on Comixology?
Right now Rey Mysterio is on Comixology, but all of them will be available very soon in Comixology as well.
Okay, very cool. Alright, thank you guys. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, man.
No problem, man.
I'm glad to be back on.
Talking about Puerto Rico Strong again, how has been the response of Puerto Rico Strong? So far.
At C2E2, we were there. At C2E2, we found out that... So the book came out in March. A month later, the first print sold out 10,000 copies.
Nice.
And it went into a second print. The book's been a consistent seller. And as far as I know, I don't have the 100% numbers, but from my last remember, I believe the book has raised, and this number was like from months ago, so it could be even more now.
Wow.
Is that it's raised over $100,000.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Puerto Rico. Consistent seller. Every time, I was just in a comic book store yesterday, and it was in their top 100 trades for that store.
Nice.
I see it in every store I go to. Books Million, Barnes & Noble. I was checked every time I go. So it's been doing fantastic. And I just, you know, love the success we had it. And we've had great reviews on Amazon. I think we're like 4.5 stars, 45 reviews.
Wow, great.
You know, so it's just been killer. I love that I've been able to do something to give back to the island where I was born.
Right.
Where I spent part of my life in.
Uh-huh.
And to be able to just help my people. And it's just been a great feeling.
Fantastic, man. So you guys can get that. If you don't want to go to a comic store, you can get Puerto Rico Strong on Comixology, because I've seen it
there. Yeah, it's on Comixology. Yeah. You can go to Amazon.com. Yep. It's every bookstore. People have been telling me it's at Walmart.
Yeah, nice.
It's at Target.
Nice.
Pretty much like everywhere that's possible.
Great, you know. Fantastic. All right, thank you so much, Marco Lopez, Ivan Plaza. Just to keep it simple, Luchaverse.com?
Yes.
There we go. Theluchaverse.com. Go check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Signing off once again from MegaCon Tampa Bay, Geek Culture Congress.